Wow. It's going to be a great day because Greg and I are already practicing our Trump dance.
Yep.
We got the move down. You get the lips, you know, just pushed out a little bit.
A little bit.
Good morning. It is 6:08 on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. If we don't die in a nuclear holocaust, we got a great concert to look forward to. How's that? How's that for looking for a silver lining here?
That's the bright side.
You got to be optimistic.
Oh, yeah.
Rock the country. This is going to be huge. I've been telling you about it for a few days now, and I've got your opportunity to actually win a pair of tickets. It's a two-day event. Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, a whole bunch of great artists, some up-and-comers, and this is Ocala. It's going to be on the 9th and the 10th. All right, here's what you need to do. Ready? Text the word KID, K-I-D, KID, to 20357 now. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. So this is they're about $140 a piece. So a pair of tickets there. What are we looking at? Almost 280. You're welcome. We're here to help. And they take it right out of our paychecks. But you know what? We're giving that way. That's because we appreciate ya.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What else do we have going on? Well, the story of the day. I mean, this is your top story. And it is, let me give you the version out of the Sun UK, which is a little tabloidish, but they, sometimes they beat us to the punch. Blitz launched. Ukraine fires U.S. long-range missile into Russia for first time as Putin allows nuke response in huge World War III escalation.
Ooh.
The Ukrainian army confirmed the blitz, which reportedly struck a military facility near Bryansk. You know how to say that, Greg? Am I saying that right? Bryansk. All right. Anyway, so apparently, according to them, Ukraine has fired it. All right. Okay. It's the first time ever they've aimed an American-made ballistic rocket of this type at Russian soil. And it also happens to be the 1,000th day of the war.
Wow.
Which, of course, it never should have been going on at all. When Trump was in office, Putin behaved. The missile attack by Ukrainian armed forces reportedly struck a military facility in a border region inside of Russia, according to RBC Ukraine, who cited a military source. All right. The attack occurred overnight before reports surfaced this morning of Russia's nuclear doctrine shift. And that is also kind of part two of this story. Yep. Ukraine armies confirmed the strike. And the defense source said that Kyiv's strike, again, landed in that area inside of Russia. The question now is, what's going to happen? And a former top security aide to Donald Trump on Monday accused the Biden administration of trying to intentionally sabotage Trump's efforts to bring an end to the Russian war against Ukraine.
Well, we got to question his timing on that. I'm like, look, you're on your way out, and now you're going to up the ante to really irritate Putin before you're out of office?
And apparently these missiles had been asked for before by Zelensky, actually a long time ago. And here we are 1,000 days in, and now all of a sudden they just get the missiles now, as Biden is definitely in the lame duck part of his presidency. The timing is really curious because Biden was reluctant to do this before the election. Why? Because he was worried it would escalate the war. Well, the action could escalate the war, whether it's taken before or after the election, but I guess now he doesn't care. Look, and I'm being serious here. When you saw that smiling Joe Biden shaking hands with Donald Trump, inviting him into the White House, being quite cordial, that smile that you saw was more than just a happy smile because he wanted Kamala to lose. There was a little how do I say this? Crazy look to it.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Oh, no. I agree.
Again, goes back to the old Joker. They wait till they get a load of me, you know? Mm-hmm. And this big, weird smile. Why would Biden do it now? Lame duck, period.
Right.
Let's escalate a war right when I'm about to leave office. Now, purposefully, that leaves a huge mess for Trump. So he got his little scorched earth against Kamala. He got his digs in. She didn't win. He was happy about that.
Yep.
But then it's not like he wants Trump to do well either. See, Biden's legacy, I guess, is to not be known as the worst president ever, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to make others around him look bad. Well, if I was so bad and I wasn't good enough for a second term, then why'd my replacement lose so badly?
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's, oh, they wanted Trump back in office, and look what happened. World War III.
And it's his last chance. This is it. His legacy. His days of doing anything to do with it. This is it.
And I don't know the nomenclature, but the protocol of exactly how this would go down. But isn't there anything the Joint Chiefs could have done? Was there a way that Congress could have stepped in and said, no, we're not going to approve these missiles? Or was that already kind of a done deal?
That's interesting.
And he had the green light. Yeah. Kind of like to know that. This came from Fred Flights, who was former National Security Council chief for Trump for a period of time. And he said that we would take a lot of criticism for possibly escalating the war. He would, meaning, you know, Biden would.
Right.
And he says, and now the election is over. He's made this decision, which Putin has said is a red line.
Yeah.
And could put Russia at war with the United States.
Hmm.
I don't think this is an effort to give Ukraine leverage in negotiations with Russia because it's going to make the war worse. I think this is a deliberate attempt by Joe Biden to sabotage President Trump's efforts to negotiate a ceasefire.
Maybe we'll hear from D.C. on stuff like this.
Well, yeah. And I think this is where Trump needs to have some form of communication with Putin and say, hey, look, don't get your panties in a wad, man. We're going to work this thing out.
Well, they are best friends,
you know. Just be patient.
I mean, you know, the whole
collusion that's the
thing,
other thing, so, too. It's so, like,
Right.
It is 6:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the transition underway. Sean Duffy, Secretary of Transportation, it looks like. Details on that. A whole lot more coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Four score and 7 years ago today. It was actually longer than that. In fact, it was exactly today. In 1863, the Gettysburg Address, President Lincoln.
That's been a long time ago.
It was a while ago.
A long time ago, yeah.
Jack Nicholson, one of his performances was awesome. It was in 1975. They debuted the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Wow.
Mr. McMurphy, how you doing now, buddy? I read the book, by the way.
Really? Look at you.
Yeah.
Were there pictures or just words?
Mostly pictures, but other words.
Okay.
Reagan had his summit with Gorbachev.
Wow.
Mr. Gorbachev! Remove that birthmark. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was a wall. It's one of those things. It's a mental thing. Don't say anything about.
Don't look at it. Don't look at it. Don't stare.
Say anything.
Oh, yeah.
You know I'm a victim of that big time.
Absolutely.
I'm the worst.
Yeah.
I'm the worst.
Yeah.
Once you plant that seed. That's why Greg never tells me anything.
No.
It's like, I know what the code word is, but I'm not telling you because you'll give it out too soon. Speaking of the code word, it's KID. KID, KID, text it to 20357. You'll have a chance to win a pair of 2-day tickets to Rock the Country. Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence coming to Ocala May 9th and 10th. It's going to be a great time. Text KID to 20357 now. Data and message rates apply. Please don't text and drive. Look both ways before you cross. Keep your hands on the wheel, et cetera.
Yep.
Okay. Don't take any wooden nickels. One of my favorites. So we're all going to die.
Well, yeah, eventually.
And some sooner than later, and maybe a lot of us sooner than later, because of Joe Biden. Once again, it's a big old thanks, Brandon.
Yeah.
As he finally decides, after Zelensky had asked for a long time, these long-range missiles to shoot inside of Russia. Allegedly, they go, well, we got these new toys. Let's go ahead and fire one off. And they did. And Putin come back and said, yeah, this was a red line here. And this is provocation. And we have every, you know, reason to engage in the use of nuclear weapons if we want to.
Wow.
Gosh, I don't know how else to share the information with you without doing it really in a doom and gloom thing. This really, this is a serious situation. Hopefully cooler minds, cooler heads will prevail here. But this is a very dangerous thing. Joe Biden, it's hard to say that what he did would be in the best interest, really, honestly, of anybody by giving him these missiles. And why didn't he give them to him sooner if he really thought? I mean, there was a time when maybe if you hit back hard enough, you might have gotten Russia to relent. But now it's like they're almost too invested. They've been there too long. Yeah. It's like coming up on 3 years. It's 1,000 days.
Amazing.
And
you followed in the Koreans to help out. I mean, there's a lot going on.
So that's an escalation. You got the Koreans involved. Oh, we're the proxy folks that are giving Zelensky weapons and money. And now we gave him one that could fire inside of Russia. So you can't say that's a totally defensive type scenario. And so Putin, it doesn't matter what we think. It matters what he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, if Trump was in there, this wouldn't have happened. I would be much more comfortable. But I feared some kind of escalation. Honestly, I thought the Chinese were going to be the ones that would act out in this period between the election and January 20th. I'm sure that he is already using back channels. I am sure that he is. It's the kind of person he is, using back channels to calm Putin down. And that's not going to be any easy task. And he's going to have to make some kind of, you know, promises and concessions. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And Biden, this hopefully will turn out, you know, okay, a little glitch, a little hitch. It's going to maybe take the negotiation a little longer. They're going to have to, Ukraine's actually the ones that are probably going to pay the price, because Putin's going to have a little bit more leverage, because he's going to say, I'm not fooling around, man. I've got one hand on the button.
And when does the piggy bank stop for the Ukrainians? I mean, because it has been a major piggy bank, money laundering, who knows who's benefiting kind of thing. So
yeah, well, speaking of that, the Pentagon failed another audit. Okay, audit fail. Apparently, that's what they do. And there is difficulty finding 824 billion.
With a B.
Billion. I mean, when you're talking in the trillions, I mean, we only take in like 4 trillion a year. This is nearly, this is probably 20%. 20% of all the money that gets taken in, the Pentagon lost it, quote unquote. This has got to be the biggest, it has to be a wealth redistribution, a money laundering type event. Those numbers are staggering. What in the heck are they doing? I mean, you talk about getting in there in Office of Government Efficiency. Yeah, that'd be a great place to start. Look, I don't think you have to talk too many people into, defense spending needing to be high to keep us ahead of our enemies. But when they find out the kind of waste and fraud and money that they can't even account for, I got to tell you, it's hard to keep people on board to keep spending at that level. They're going to say, enough's enough. You waste half the money we give you, maybe even more. That's crazy. It's crazy. All right. The transition is underway. Sean Duffy, former congressman, looks like he'll be the Secretary of Transportation. And he's got, big pants to fill. Mm-hmm. They'll look like shorts on him when he wears them.
There's a visual.
Yeah, there you go. But, yeah, and there's other picks we're going to talk about as well. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt's being named there, and she's handled a lot of stuff with the Trump campaign, etc. House Ethics Committee. The report on Matt Gaetz, Congressman, well, former Congressman Gaetz, I guess, is what we say now.
Yeah.
Are they going to release the report or not? I still have to ask the question, good guy or bad guy? It is 6:28. You can get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. Download it. All you have to do is click subscribe. It's no cost. And we will be connected at a new and higher level. All right? Plenty more to come on News Talk 97.3. The Sky. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday from Florence Recycling. Yes, indeed. Another day in paradise. And here we are. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Welcome, one. Welcome, all. Good morning. We are going to take death and destruction and just have a good time with it, because that's pretty much what we do, don't we?
Might as well.
Just when things were looking up, Donald Trump's going to be in office. Is he going to make it? I don't mean that on a personal level, although that's also a concern. But what about Joe Biden? Talk about scorching the earth. Hey, we thought it was funny when he was jabbing at Kamala Harris, but now he's like, hey, Zelensky, want some of these crazy longer-range weapons you can fire at Putin? Boy, that'll really tick him off, man.
Yeah.
Come on. More on that coming up. Back to good stuff. Marion County Veterans Memorial Park announcing a free Christmas concert. Mark your calendar Friday evening, 7 p.m. December 6th. So that really should be Friday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Okay? That's the Marion County Veterans Park, presented by the First Baptist Church of Ocala Choir and Orchestra. We're talking 100 choir singers. Wow. That is going to sound impressive. And this is for Greg.
Yes.
There'll be free coffee and hot chocolate served.
Ooh.
Yes. Remember, this is in the park setting, the Veterans Park. So bring your lawn chairs and blankets. And that is going to be look, it's Christmas. It's veterans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what I call a win-win. I like that. All right. Melania Trump. Boy, oh, boy. They didn't treat her very good the first time around, did they?
You know, they didn't.
Well, you know, it was kind of the whole thing. The whole Trump thing was radioactive, you know? And, you know, the whole Trump derangement syndrome thing was just being effectively diagnosed, right?
Yes.
And so it was steer clear. But now, I think a lot more Trump supporters are a little louder and a little prouder. And we'll see. This will be part of the media catching on that they and the Marxist left are full of stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that they need to snap out of it. All right? Like your Nicolas Cage, you need to be smacked. Snap out of it. Will the media actually do that? Melania will be sort of a good test for that, kind of a litmus test. Joel Pollack writes for Breitbart, and he said, Melania Trump will again be the First Lady of the United States. Perhaps this time the media will treat her as such. Not one magazine bothered to feature her on the cover, which is bizarre.
That's
on
amazing.
Several different levels. First of all, I think every First Lady's made it to at least one magazine cover in the last 65 or 70 years. And the other thing is this is a woman who's been on the cover of magazines before, long before she was Trump's wife or even the First Lady.
A legit model.
A legit model who was front page quality, cover quality anyway.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. So it's like you have to go out of your way. I mean, this is what you call a get. We got her for the cover. That would be a get. But not, you know, in the newsrooms in this, you know, last 20-year era. Like, oh, Melania, do you want to talk to her? No. Do you want to put Melania? Oh, no. But the tide may be turning. Maybe some people are going to go, hey, look, the election's over. He can only serve one term. She is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Why not put her on the cover? If they won the election in a landslide, maybe some of those same people might buy our magazine.
What a concept.
Oh, my. Really?
That's crazy talk.
That is. You mean the market share, the possibility of a market share being expanded.
Wow.
Yeah.
Capitalism.
Wow. Well, wait now. Don't go too far, Craig.
Oh, I'm sorry. The C
word. That's not crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, he makes a good point, and I just kind of expanded on that a little bit.
Well, and again, it's not that she's not just beautiful. She speaks five languages. She is smart.
Well, and
very smart.
And not only did they snub her,
but
they actually, many in the media, actually tried to humiliate her.
Yeah, that's just
the stories about her husband's past dalliances and all that stuff. The Stormy Daniels, they just went crazy on that. Yeah. So
maybe it'll be different.
It's a new world.
Yeah.
It's a brand new world. It's fresh. And the people have spoken. The people have spoken overwhelmingly. So we'll see. And Jeff Bezos said, we don't have any credibility. Well, you got to do something. And he's coming from the left and he's admitting it.
That's right.
What are you going to do? Here's your opportunities. All right. House Ethics Committee Chairman Michael Guest, Republican out of Mississippi, signaled that his committee is likely to ignore Speaker Mike Johnson's recommendation to withhold releasing its investigation of Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz, who stepped down after President-elect Donald Trump announced his nomination for Attorney General, is no longer a member of the House and therefore no longer under the committee's purview. Johnson has openly opposed the release of the report and urged the committee to withhold it, a sentiment he relayed personally to guests over the weekend. Huh.
Interesting.
So will it come out or not? Will it impact his ability to get, you know, Senate approval one way or another? And again, I hearken back to, is this guy the guy that Ben Domenech just ripped absolutely to shreds and held back absolutely nothing in terms of language and, you know, illustrating just what he thinks of him? Or is he this, you know, strong and tough conservative who's a good guy? I don't know. Hopefully we'll get some more of that information we can work with, because we seek the truth here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is 6:45. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday from Florence Recycling, 97.3 The Sky.
Let's hear you do that. Or not.
I don't know. A man's got to know his limits, Greg. And I try to exceed mine on a regular basis, usually turns out to be a fail. But I keep trying anyway, because that's what America is about.
Yep.
You know, fall down seven times, you get up eight.
I like it.
Actually, that's kind of an Ishan Roo philosophy, but that's a different story.
We'll adapt.
6:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Let me give you a code word. Get it in there, code word, because big things are happening. Big concert, Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and a whole lot more. In fact, it's 2 days. Ocala, May 9th and 10th. Yep, in Ocala. And this is huge, right? Rock the country. And I've got a chance for you to win Rock the Country tickets. All you have to do is text KID, K-I-D, KID, to 20357. You'll have a chance to win a pair of two-day tickets. They're worth about $140 a piece, so $280. You're
nice.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Yep. Text KID to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Click it or ticket. Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah. Legalese, you know, and all that stuff. I can't talk so fast. Do it like that. I need technology to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Gave you the code word.
Yep. Merry Christmas.
Biggest story. Putin is upset because, allegedly, Ukraine has fired one of those new U.S. long-range missiles. Mm. This according to The Sun out of the United Kingdom. So we're going to get to that. It's the most serious story. Hopefully it won't turn out to have... Well, it's... Look, Biden did this. Biden did it. He knew his lame duck time. Those missiles were asked for a long time ago. If you felt comfortable giving them, you should have gave them sooner rather than later. Now you've got 1 million to 1.5 million dead soldiers and a killing field in Europe that hasn't, the likes of which haven't been seen since World War II. It's not pretty. And at what cost? Lots of money definitely spent. So we'll dig back into that, because I know that Trump is probably making, you know, two calls to simplify it. I'm simplifying, of course, but two calls. You call Zelensky and you go, hey, back off, Jack, or you'll never see a stinking red penny ever while I'm in charge.
Wouldn't that be ironic, considering Joe Biden's history? But for a different reason, but...
Yeah. Oh, but, yeah, do the old, money, do the old, you fire that guy.
Yeah,
or you're
exactly.
Not, no, uh-huh. He needs to call him and say, and by the way, this you're not telling him, well, you are telling him how to prosecute a war. The difference is when Biden tries to tell Israel how to prosecute a war,
yeah. The
threat is Iran overreacting. Mm. And what's the threat there? Oh, it's a serious threat, but compared to the nuclear arsenal of the Russians?
Yeah.
No.
That's
why you can't, there is no parallel there. I'm sorry, there just isn't.
Mm-mm.
So anyway, he needs to call Zelensky and say, you need to chill. Look, everything that's going on within your territory, every right to do everything you want. And should there be a need for escalation later date, we'll talk about that. But I'm telling you now, if U.S. is important to you in terms of funding and giving you technologies and missiles and other tools, then you need to back off and back off right now. And he needs to call Putin and he goes, look, you have every right to be upset, attacking inside the country. Remember, though, you struck first. You went into Ukraine. Let's talk about that once I'm in office. In the meantime, if you can chill right now, it'll bode well in negotiations. If you escalate... Like, we're all going to lose. You know that. Mm-hmm. And I know that. And I've been in office before, and we've been able to work things out. Let's do that again. Let's not overreact. There you go. So he's got his work cut out.
Yeah.
President-elect Donald Trump also has work to do. He's got to make his picks. He's got to pick his people. And he selected former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy to serve as the Secretary of Transportation. And... they released this. They praised him as having been a tremendous and well-liked public servant who advocated for fiscal responsibility, economic growth, and rural development. Pleased to announce Congressman Sean Duffy from the great state of Wisconsin, former congressman, nominated to serve Secretary of Transportation. He started his career as a district attorney for Ashland, Wisconsin, later elected U.S. House of Representatives for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. During his time, respected voice and communicator in the Republican conference, fiscal responsibility, et cetera, admired across the aisle. Sean worked with Democrats to clear extensive legislation hurdles to build the largest road and bridge project in Minnesota history. All right. So there you go. Some good things. And his wife, she's got a regular role on Fox News Channel, and he seems to be a pretty frequent guest as well, and he does seem very, very likable and probably be a good pick. Can't do any worse than old, I'm home breastfeeding, I'll go look at that train wreck later. Really? Because you're the only person in America that can actually drive by and not look at the train wreck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Good point.
All right, who else we got? U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's White House Press Secretary, Caroline Leavitt. She's going to be the pick. She credits her Catholic schooling for instilling pro-life values, discipline, and the importance of public service.
Nice.
Yeah, but look, I was raised Catholic, and, you know, you're not supposed to lie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she could never take the job of Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Oh.
Well, he's not working under...
No.
The Biden administration.
What, how many things, if you did a list of honest, not honest, in her career as the press secretary, what about the numbers would be?
Corinne Jean-Pierre?
Yeah.
Off the charts, man.
Yeah. That's what I was afraid of, yeah.
As far as press secretaries and stretching the truth, lying in the sin of omission,
mm-hmm.
that will be known as the steroid era. Yeah.
Big time.
Oh, there's so much more coming up. 97.3 The Sky. Hang in there.